Buy Monsanto products and spraying them all over the land and petrifying them with pesticides. La, 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 la. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, the show that's all about looking on the lighter side of genocide. I may be sounding a bit serious, but I really do want to laugh about things. But an election situation, it's just not funny anymore. I see somebody voting for a person who is a known liar. That's not funny. When I see troops going overseas to die or get injured or suffer post-traumatic stress disorder and come back to find fictitious reputes against their character by the people they had served, calling them psychopaths or child molesters or something like that, so they can't get a job and they have to live on the streets instead. They would rather not go back to killing innocent people. That's not funny. When you vote for somebody who spends more than all previous presidencies combined in his first year after he promised that he would balance the economy, that's not funny. If you vote for somebody who is rubbing coattails with CEOs of Coca-Cola and Google and all these other people at Bilderberg group meetings, that's not funny. When you vote for people who allow FDA heads to approve incredibly dangerous drugs, so that mothers all across America lose their children to suicide, which they didn't even know was one of the side effects. That's not funny. You get what I'm saying here? This is real. I may be trying to help you provide an escape for it the vast majority of the time, but this stuff is very real. And you can't help but let some of it in. And to even open yourself up for a fraction of the pain and anguish that come as a direct consequence of the lies of the politicians and the pain that is felt by the people as a result of those lies. You can't even handle it. Not even for a fraction of a second. Just dig this. Close your eyes for a second. Please. Unless you're driving, of course. And think about this. There are currently 40 million people living in the United States on food stamps. Just imagine for a moment that you are 40 million families. You're connected with all of them right here, right now. You're struggling for food in 40 million towns and cities. You're struggling to pay your rent. You're struggling to get those credit cards off. Your kids don't have any shoes. You can't find enough food for them. You've got to work a job out of town, and you've got to travel 4 hours there, 4 hours back. By the time you come back, you don't have any time for your children. You've got nothing to look forward to tomorrow, except a long ride there and a long ride back again. Imagine the pain of 40 million hungry mouths. Just let that in for a second. Let that sink in. And then go out and vote for somebody who will produce 20 million more. That's the pain that I feel a fraction of every now and again. And it's so overwhelming, so distressing, that suddenly I feel starving. Like there's insects inside my stomach gnawing at my vital organs. Like the pain is so intense that I wish that I was a stone. So I don't have to feel any of this crap that's going on and happening to people all across America and around the world. And that's what they really want me to do, is to say, no, I don't want to feel any of that. I'm going to ignore all the suffering around me. I'm just going to focus on myself. I'm going to focus on the fact that I've got a nice, beautiful coffee in my hand. And then I can go out for a ciggy break afterwards. Don't think that's the way. We've got Heather from Georgia calling in. Heather, you're on the air.
Vinny, you're killing me. I was in a perfectly great mood, and then it's Debbie Downer over here. Usually I listen to you, so, you know, for a little upbeat attitude. What's up?
The elections. That's what's up.
I know. Okay, so I agree with you. So I went and got some tequila, and I'm partaking in some tequila in honor of the miserable evening ahead. You know, just a pack of cigarettes, too, just to boot. But I wanted to let you know that I know that the race is between douchebag and scumbag, and really, I mean, who cares who wins? But I have a theory that if Romney wins, it will help wake more people up. What do you think?
I think it's inconsequential. I think Obama's woken a lot of people up with his scumbaggery nature, and for him to be reelected would wake even more people up. And if Romney wins, then a whole bunch of people will wake up because they're going, oh no, we're not back to the right wing that we suffered 8 years of, 4 years previously, and we are. I prefer this current scumbag, okay? At least he's slightly prettier, okay? Please, can we... I'm a sexy, sexy black man, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. And I'm here to please all you ladies and urge you to vote for me because once you go black, you never go back.
Honey, there is nothing sexy about Obama. Are you kidding me? No way. Really? No. Romney's way sexier, but, I mean, I say way sexier. They're both, like I said, scumbag versus douchebag, ugly versus uglier. So neither one of them is sexy, but Obama is less sexy, in my opinion.
Well, there's also the power aphrodisiac element. This is something Henry Kissinger brought to fame. Henry Kissinger? The man looks like a Beau Repairs tire factory exploded, and he's getting more bush than the American administration, which they've had too, and it's extraordinary. And he says it's power. Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. You know, the guy sounds like the Terminator. Looks like a Beau Repairs. Oh my god. You know, he's like the Casanova of genocide. It's extraordinary. And you have people out there who look up to these men. Okay, and generally when you're talking about sexual attraction, it's a breeding instinct. It's an instinctual thing. It's beyond that, when you look at somebody's character, when you look at their habits and things like that, that's when you start to maintain a discernment about whether or not you'd like to have engage in breeding practices with this individual. And I'm sure your breeding instincts are right on the money when you say neither of them are very sexy at all. However, you think about it from somebody who has done no such analysis and is going on pure instinct alone. Just imagine that. You have no brains. You have no ears. You've only got reproductive organs. And you look at these people in a caveman-type fashion, and you look at their power. You look at the size of their club, And you think about how they're going to be able to, and you think about how they're going to be able to provide for your children, or are they going to be able to send my children to college, and those sorts of things that are not based on personality, they're based on position, right? You'd actually understand why a lot of women are actually quite taken with either of these guys.
Okay, what does Sarah think? Which poison is better? As far as that, the basic instinct goes, what does Sarah think?
I don't know what she thinks about this election. Quite frankly, I think she thinks like a lot of truthers do. A lot of truthers are kind of long in the tooth and kind of gotten bored with all of this stuff and don't really want to spend too much time on it, really, because it
I realize that. But if she were to put her dumbed down shoes on, which one does she think is more attractive?
She'd probably be a Romney girl, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I agree with her. But anyway, so yeah, you said earlier that it was inconsequential, that either way people will wake up, either way, more, you know, maybe on one side or the other. So really, we need to be positive. We need to be happy about this situation, because either way, we're going to wake more people up, right, Benny?
Well, and here's the thing. We're all trying to wake people up. Did anybody actually wake you up? Or was it you who decided to go and watch all those documentaries and read all those articles and suddenly get a radically changed worldview based on the new information?
Yes, the latter. I was a Bush lover. I mean, you have no idea. A Bush lover. I mean, you have no idea. I told people to leave the, you know, get the fuck out. Oh, sorry. Get the F out of the country. Get the frack out of the country if they didn't like it. If they didn't love our, you know, wonderful President George Bush, I mean, no one woke me up. Of course not. No.
Well, it's because nobody could, right? Because you're so focused on your own belief that it was only your own action and your own beliefs, again, that would have woken you out of such a thing. Did somebody talk to you, or did something happen to you to make you start thinking otherwise?
Yes. Involvement with the pharmaceutical industry and the basic, you know, I have a slight issue that I was told to go to a psychiatrist and that, you know, getting on pharmaceuticals basically woke me up. How's that for short and sweet?
Well, so, yep. There are many paths to the truth, aren't there?
Yeah.
And all roads lead to Rome.
Right. So, but actually, I think that the pharmaceutical industry is it's fascinating to me that the legal drugs in this country have, you know, drugs, quote unquote, air quotes, have taken over when, you know, an alcohol is legal, pharmaceuticals are legal. But yet something that grows out of the ground is illegal. That's just insanity. Insanity.
That's what our world is now governed by. You ever feel that you're the one sane person in the room and everybody else has just lost the plot?
Yes, of course. Of course. But you know what, Vinny, I don't want to take up too much of your time with... can we just agree to be positive about, no matter what happens tonight, let's be positive and let's just hope that more people wake themselves up, right?
Well, I look at it like this. I view the election outcome the same way that I heard about this white hat society who was going to arrest all the banksters and stuff like that.
Right.
Sure. When it happens, something changes, that's cool. In the meantime, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Yep.
And she ain't even clearing her throat yet, by my reckoning. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, exposing scumbaggery, and exposing good people to the airwaves and to the audience, and trying to inject a little bit of humor and positivity in it. But on particular occasions, such as this, I'll feel particular ways, and I find it therapeutic for me to just go with it sometimes. If I'm feeling like crap about this election, if I'm feeling depressed about it, I get it out.
I know. It's very hard for us listeners to hear you be, you know, down. We need you to be, well, not to put so much pressure on you, but we need you to kind of, you know, be the I don't know. I'm sorry.
Heather, look at it this way. You had the right idea with the tequila, okay? At times when you're down, bring yourself up artificially if necessary. I'm going to go have a shot, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. How's that? Huh? How do you like them apples? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.